Hi, this is Jonathan Mass with Sedgwick, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm joined by Tom Simoncic, president of Property Americas for Sedgwick. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, Jonathan. Glad to be here.
Tom, we're talking about catastrophe risk, and are you prepared? And we know last year and the year before have been tremendous cat responses and things that have, you know, hit around the world. And I know our listeners are probably wondering, you know, when property damage and losses occur, you know, it's important to have a partner that you can rely on. And from our perspective, and you particularly, what are some key considerations that people should be looking for when looking to partner with someone for this type of service?
Sure. No, thanks. You know, one of the things you need to think about first is, at the end of the day, a policy is nothing more than a promise, and a promise to do things when an event or a loss occurs. And it's that moment of truth that often defines the consumer or the customer, you know, claim journey or claim experience. And no more, there's no more of a more important time when that promise that has been made is kept is during a catastrophe. And for us, when we think about catastrophes, we really put them in four different buckets. You start with a plan and a process and people and then, you know, technology. So I would say to a partner, let's for sure have a plan. And the plan has got to be more than just a series of check boxes, but it should identify the type of business or the type of home, the things that are necessary, excuse me, post catastrophe. So it may include other vendor, other business partners, but should have a plan that everybody has some idea what to do when an event occurs. And keep in mind, hurricanes, there's often a period of planning in terms of days or even weeks that you can plan versus an earthquake where there is no preparation. So the best plan is the one that assumes there is no preparation time. From a process standpoint, it is critical for us that there's a process, and processes mean trying to make the experience for the customer as seamless and as transparent and as fast as possible. And for our insurance company clients, it is to try to do things quicker and faster and more efficient and get the insured back in their home as quick as possible, get their business back up and running. And the better, more complete process you have in place, chances are you can compress those time frames. People, in an industry where it is difficult to staff adequately because of the ups and downs of the business, catastrophes require extra people. In an industry where the demographics suggest there's less and less of qualified adjusters, becomes that much more critical to have the qualified resources. And so we spend an inordinate amount of time during the year developing and training and attracting both full-time as well as on-demand adjusters or on-demand inspectors, individuals that have a defined set of skills that we can match those skills to meet the needs, whether they're eyes and ears, whether they're estimators, whether they're behind the desk coverage experts, again, having the necessary proper amount of people to deal with the surge. And finally, you mentioned technology. Clearly, technology plays a role, and for us, that might include any number of things, but whether they are, you know, mobile field application, the ability to get information at the scene and get that information transmitted to somebody inside somewhere, collecting data as quick amount of time, uploading it so that you can begin to compress the time and ultimately get the insured in a position to be fulfilled, get their home fixed, get their building back in order, get their business running. Technology could also involve things like artificial intelligence, and we ultimately believe that's a real opportunity on the front side. The better we are at understanding the loss when it comes in, the more available artificial intelligence to understand how to triage these losses means a much more efficient, quicker, faster process. Drones can also have an impact, especially in terms of getting an initial feel for a, let's say, a public entity or a multiple building risk, where there's lots of different loss locations in a certain geographic area, the ability perhaps to get a visual aid, you know, from an aerial view of where the damage is, and that then allows you to get an idea of the degree of damage and then set forth a plan of action in terms of how do you manage the resources that are scarce in order to achieve the fastest, best outcome.
You know, when we look at what all has happened in the past year, you know, Sedgwick's team itself, as you mentioned, we do a great job with training that, but we, you know, our teams responded to so many things. Can you talk a little bit more about the Sedgwick depth and the bench and what, you know, what the organization brings to those that are looking to, you know, have the best in the business?
Sure. Clearly, one of the probably one of the most distinct advantages Sedgwick offers is our size, our reach, our expertise, our depth. And when you have 22,000 colleagues across the globe, whether an event occurs in Australia or Alaska, in Florida, or in Wales, we have the ability to quickly scale, and we have the resources both internal that we can leverage, and internal means from, you know, infrastructure. These are computers, these are phone lines, these are ability to transfer data, these are cell phones. All the logistics behind the stuff seems that Sedgwick is in a unique position, let alone the more front line, which would be adjusters or desktop handlers or on-demand inspectors. We sit today with a global CAT plan predicated upon the things I talked about, the plan, the process, the technology, and the people, and able to leverage those resources across the globe to meet the needs of the particular event that's occurring.
Well, before we go, and I know it's always difficult to forecast and look ahead, but 2019, the season's not quite started yet, at least for major hurricanes and storms. But if you were to give people listening today advice, what's, you know, one or two things they need to go ahead and do now if they're not already prepared for potential happening?
Yeah, I think what they need to do is get with their business partners and understand the plan, and understand the depth of which that plan, or the degree of which that plan would be successful. So, for instance, when there is an event, that event requires typically an allocation of resources, both financial and intellectual capital. And I would challenge those looking for partners to make sure their partners have the financial and intellectual capital to deal with events that they could not foresee. So, for instance, there could be a hurricane in one area of the country, followed by another hurricane, followed by an earthquake, and to kind of test those abilities to provide the kind of scale and the resources to be able to generally meet those. And while so making sure that that's the case, making sure that there are contingency plans in place to deal with things that they probably couldn't foresee. I don't think the industry was as prepared as it could have been back in 2017. It probably did not foresee three major catastrophes, hurricanes followed by a significant wildfire in different parts of the country, posed unique and never-before-seen challenges. So from our perspective, the conversations we have with our partners are as detailed as potentially possible to try to understand and determine as many scenarios as one can have, and then also to make sure that when there are, you know, things that even nobody could foresee, that does the organization have the kind of resources, this kind of scale, the capital to be able to play and to be able to ultimately meet their needs? And at the end of the day, from our perspective, you know, our role at Sedgwick is to take care of our clients, and taking care of them means we take care of their customers, take care of their brand, and ultimately, you know, our valued business partners take care of us.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for being with us. And if people would like to learn more about this, they can visit online at edge.sedgwick.com. And we look forward to you joining us again on the next episode. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you.